Welcome to Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast with Wanda Pearson, where we will dive deep into the world of networking, collaboration, and partnership, unlocking the secrets to a successful team working within innovation. Whether you're an entrepreneur, a creative, professional, or just someone eager to understand the power of networking and collaboration, this podcast is your go-to resource. Join us as we explore the stories, strategies, and insights from experts, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who have experienced the magic of networking and collaboration to achieve successful results. Tune in to Ready, Set, Collaborate podcast on a journey towards achieving your goals with host Wanda Pearson.
Welcome, welcome to Ready, Set, Collaborate with Wanda Pearson. And this series is about the book of the art of book collaboration. I am so happy to have my guest, Ronnie Robbins. And I tell you, I'm going to read her bio because she has a lot of stuff to tell us about. But first, I'm going to actually talk about my sponsor. So the sponsor is actually WD Pearson Associates, which actually helps businesses get set up the right way. But also with our services with Legal Shield, we help you get legally protected successfully financially. And we want to make sure that you are actually have your legal information all together. So connect with me, Wanda Pearson with WD Pearson Associates, and we can actually have a free consultation. Thank you so much. But also I want to tell, make sure you subscribe, follow, and like this podcast. So Ronnie Robbins, I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. When my husband told me that you wanted to do this, it was just like, oh my God, I said, this is great. I am so happy to have you on my show to do this. I want to tell a little bit about you, Robin, but welcome, Ronnie.
Thank you. And by the way, add that I'm a Legal Shield, a loyal and very happy Legal Shield customer, as my family is.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And I appreciate that support that you have for us. Yeah, we've been doing it for 25 years. So this is something that I did when I retired, but this is our business. And now I created my own business and I created my own podcast. But thank you, Ronnie. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let me tell you a little bit about Ronnie. Ronnie is just, she's a celebrity, y'all. So Hands of Gold capitalizes on Ronnie Robbins' nearly four decades as a published writer, a staff reporter for daily and weekly newspaper, a freelancer for national, regional, and online publications, and more recently, associate editor of Medscape / WebMD after serving in the same role as the Atlanta Jewish Times. Robbins' articles have appeared in the Huffington Post, Forbes, the New York Daily News, Adweek, WebWD, and Healthline. She was a staff writer for Florida Today, USA Today, the Birmingham News, and Atlanta Business Chronicle, American City Business Journals. She also wrote for Mother Nature Network, Daily Report, American Lawyer Media, the Forward from the Grapevine and Hadassah magazines. In addition to major CEOs and politicians, she's interviewed such celebrities as Wolf Blitzer, Andy Gibb, Hank Aaron, and Usher. I told you we had a celebrity over here, y'all. So Hands of Gold won the 2023 International Book Awards for Multicultural Fiction and the 2023 Global Book Awards Global Gold Medal for Biographical.
That's a lot of twisters.
Survival. The novel was a finalist, earning a 5-star rating in the 2023 Reader's Choice Book Awards, Best Adult Book, and was a finalist in the 2022 American Fiction Awards Family Saga. It was a quarter finalist for the Historical Fiction and the Amazon Breakthrough Novel Award contest. In addition to the Fiction Awards, Robbins won 3 Simon Rockauer Awards for Jewish journalism, including an investigative piece about Jewish seniors who feel out of touch in nursing homes. Hands of Gold begins and ends in a nursing home. Her other news writing awards come from the American Society and Business Publication Editors, the State Bar of Georgia, the Alabama Associated Press, and the South Carolina Press Conference. Hands of Gold was released in February 2022 by Amsterdam Publishers, the largest European producer of Holocaust memoir. Robin, I'm saying Robin's here. Ronnie, Thank you so much for being on my podcast. I truly appreciate it. And this is great. I'm so excited to have you here, but also excited to hear a little bit about more about your book that you see behind. Actually, it's Hands of Gold, that's on Amazon. And we're going to talk about that at the end so they can say how we can get the book as well. So thank you for joining us. So Ronnie, tell me a little bit about yourself, then I want to ask you some questions.
You said so much about myself. I don't know that I have much left to say. Yeah. I guess the biggest thing is that I use my journalism to create this book based on my grandfather's life. Now, journalism, news writing is nonfiction, but this is fiction. But it's loosely based on the facts of my grandfather left cassette tapes of his life and his adventures in Europe and America. And I use that to create the novels. So that may be what you didn't say in all of that, that I am an award-winning author and an award-winning journalist. And now I'm starting on my second book and just getting ideas for my second book. I may move from journalism completely into becoming an author because I spend a lot of time pitching my novel, and that's maybe where my success is going to go. My future, my career is going. Sorry, yeah. I hope success, but it's my passion. Successful. This seems to be my passion at this point in my life.
That's where you go. Your passion. Yeah. Write your book. Be an author. So I am so excited. I was definitely looking forward to hearing that and you writing that book. So keep it. I'm gonna keep in touch with you, making sure you're doing it, Ronnie. So
please, somebody. Be on my case about it.
I will. I'm going to be your what do you call it?
Butt kicker.
Yes. That's a good word for it.
Yeah.
I love it. So let me ask you a question here. So how important do you think networking is for collaboration and why?
I wouldn't have gotten my publisher if it wasn't for networking of some sort. I am on a bunch of Facebook author groups and readers groups. How I got my first publisher was they actually came through family, but they wouldn't have known about my desire to find a publisher if I didn't put it out there. And really, so they found publishers and my cousin found a publisher and passed her publisher on to me. And we can get into the story of how that didn't work out, but that publisher didn't work out. But the second one came from another cousin of on my husband's side, also an author, who saw that people were saying that this certain publisher, that their books were published by this certain publisher. And that's from an online Facebook Jewish readers group. And and I pitched them and they took the novel to the publishing stage. If that group didn't exist, if that kind of networking, if that kind of correspondence of some sort through online means didn't happen, both of the publishers came from internet communication of some sort. So I do networking recently because I lost my job in October, downsized. But I do networking for that. And I found that it's actually more successful for getting people interested in the book to tell me about you. Mm-hmm. I found through local networking and also to learn about different other opportunities I might pursue for the book in terms of where to sell the book. Just getting people to know about the book in a different setting. So I do online and it's not as comfortable to do it in person. You got to get dressed up. You got to get out of your house. You got to have a message.
Not so
easy, but it's the way of the world. can't do anything if you just sit in memory of my dad who passed away last week.
Yeah,
you won't meet anyone sitting in your apartment or your home.
Yes,
so you got to get out there and
Absolutely.
It may be uncomfortable, but
absolutely.
You won't sell anything by sitting in your house.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Because that's how I actually, COVID happened when I was approached. And I actually was doing, virtual networking. Thank God for Zoom, virtual networking. And one of the young ladies who was one of my clients, she called me. She said, Wanda, God told me to call you. I said, okay, what did he say? He said that he wanted me to be part of her book collaboration. And that was actually the book that the first time I ever started writing, because I thought I would never write a book. I'm not going to write a book. That was a chapter in that book, but it was actually called Audacity to Shine. And the same thing happened with me. I got another call from another young lady, a well-known speaker in California, and she asked me to be part of her collaboration book. That's that impact of one voice. So I got into that, but I said, okay, next time, just like you're running, I'm doing my own book. And I did. And that's God's grace through the fire from struggle to triumph. But I would have never been able to do that if I was not networking and meeting people, as you say, because that makes a difference then. So let's get this show on the road here. And I'm going to ask you some questions about your Hands of Gold book that's behind you. So Hands of Gold examines the impact of immigration, identity, prejudice, anti-Semitism, Yiddish. Is it Yiddish? I'm not sure.
Yiddish. Yiddish. It's a language of my ancestors, of Jewish people in Europe.
I'm going to make sure I was saying it right.
That's fine.
On Jewish families in the 20th century America. So let me ask you something.
Yes.
Why do you think these issues still attract so much interest today?
So I couldn't have predicted when I wrote this novel, because I started on this novel when I was raising my children some 20 years ago. They are young adults now. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have imagined back then that what I wrote about in the book would still be relevant today. Mm-hmm. I wrote about it of what was going on then, but some of the issues, such as anti-Semitism, for sure, mm-hmm. wars. We know there's wars going on in Russia, in between Russia and Ukraine. Mm-hmm. We know there's war going on in Israel. And so there was war going on in my grandfather's generation. And coincidentally, it was also Russia who was fighting. And there was the lines were blurred between the countries, and they became all Ukraine at some point. But they started out, my grandfather was Czechoslovakia, then it was Hungary, and then it Russia and Ukraine. The borders were changing. But Russia was fighting back then. And I said that in the book, Russia seems to like to fight to cause troubles. I couldn't have known that would exist. Anti-Semitism, the hatred that exists in the world, even mm-hmm. beyond just against Jews, it's your people, it's my people, it's mm-hmm. anyone who's different. I don't know why. I don't understand hatred. Mm-hmm. I really just don't, but people hate. They hate anyone who's different. They hate anyone who seems to be getting power. They hate, mm-hmm. I don't know. They seem to think that whoever is hating others mm-hmm. feels superior in some way. I don't have that. I feel like I'm humble. Yeah. And that we're all created equal, but maybe that's a religious thing. And maybe it takes more religion to feel that you can have confidence, but you're not better than everyone else. You're
absolutely, absolutely.
So that still exists.
Yeah.
We still have immigration issues.
Yeah.
Could I have known back then that we would be dealing with what's going on in Texas today? History doesn't seem to just be in a vacuum. It seems to repeat itself.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, because these are not positive things.
Yeah.
But the humanity comes out. The people who are mm-hmm. the people who are good people, you will find them. You will find the heroes that emerge. You will find the people that mm-hmm. risk their lives to save others. That also exists. I don't want to be all doom and gloom about the world.
No, I agree. And actually, we all bleed the same blood. We all have red blood. So I agree with that. So let me ask you something here. So how did you come up with the title, Hands of Gold?
So there's so many meanings behind that. Hands are our livelihood. If you look at the book, and I'm not sure if I hold it up, if you'll be able to see it. Yes, you can. Okay, mm-hmm. great. Mm-hmm. So you can see there are hands on the cover. These are hardworking hands. Mm-hmm. These are a person who's got a dirt under their fingernails. This is grit. This is a person that doesn't have it great, but will work to get that. If you look real close, you can see the weather on the fingers.
Yeah.
This is a working man's hands. These are chapped, somebody who has to go home and put on lotion. This is mm-hmm. not an easy life. And we have it good. But hands are our livelihood. I use mm-hmm. my hands to write. to type, to hands are also a nurturing, a comforting, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that in the book too. My grandmother was nurturing her children, and that requires hands. Gold has so many meanings too. It's wealth. It's the lack of gold. It's in my book, the streets were supposed to be paved with gold. Those who came from different countries saw America as the land of opportunity. They actually called it the Golden Medina, the Golden Land, or Golden Paradise. That's what they thought. Gold is also the golden years, right? Mm-hmm. So my grandparents in the book, or the characters in the book, go through the golden years together, are through it all together. So there's a lot of meaning. This right here that I'm wearing is also a hand. It's actually a hand of gold that you see, but it's also a hand of God. Yes. My grandmother gave me something similar to that. Mm-hmm. And so there's a part in the story that you'll have to read, but the readers are going to have to find out, because it's a hidden meaning. They have to find their own meaning for the hands of gold. It's a little misleading, the book cover. I'll tell you that, because as somebody who studied English literature, you need to have a little bit of mystery. Can't just give it all away with the book cover.
No, you're right. You're right. Yeah. So how difficult was it to move from nonfiction as a journalist to fiction as an author?
Like you, I never intended to be an author. It fell into my lap. It started out with me writing a column about my mom giving me these cassette tapes and me running around town listening to them and then transcribing. But the first step was just a column about my grandfather left a piece of himself behind as a legacy to his progeny, and how people should record their family histories before it's too late, or even afterwards so you'll have that, because I feel like that enriches your life to know where you came from. Mm-hmm. So that was the first step. And then I put it aside and continued to be a journalist. And then I said, what? I have more to say. Maybe I knew it at the time. It's hard to remember. Maybe I knew it at the time that it was going to, there was so much more to say than what was in just an overview of what I found from the tapes. So I transcribed the tapes, and it took a long time to just massage it and move it all around. And again, I was nonfiction. I was a journalist, but I had the cassette tapes as the interview. And when I talk about genealogy, I talk about how important it is to start with the interview. You interview your family, you hopefully get them recorded, not on cassette tapes. Nowadays, you can just use your phone or another recording device, video. And then the hardest part is making up the dialogue. And with my second book, I'm going to have the same trouble. You have to get in, for me, it may require just putting down all the facts first and then going back, I did for the first book, and figuring out what they might have said to each other at that time. But that was my biggest struggle with the whole thing was, what would they have said? What was their voice like? How did they speak? And my relatives have told me that I captured that. I have no idea how I did that. I had to channel being a man in the book.
You know what's good? That you had the cassette tapes to help you. I wish I had that with my family, because a lot of things that's happening in our families, we don't know what happened unless they tell it. And a lot of our families keep it as a secret. So we don't know what's going on. I found out a lot when I did my book, God's Grace Through the Fire, From Struggle to Triumph, that I pushed memories, bad memories down. So I had to bring it back up. So it actually was good. So listen, we're winding down here. And
wow, exactly that was quick.
I know, right? I told you it's going to be quick. I love what you're saying, because now you can share this as your legacy to your children, to your grandchildren. This is something that actually you can say, this is what happened to our ancestors, our parents, and said, I'm so sorry about your father, but he's definitely up in heaven, and he's looking down on you and so proud of you, Ronnie, that you're doing what you're doing. So listen, tell us a little bit about how we can get your book, and tell us how they can get in touch with you.
It is on Amazon. And all other places, you might be able to see some of that behind me, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. I may have to, any other place where books are sold, let's just say that. Okay. I think it's in Target and Walmart. It's in my local Barnes & Noble. Maybe it'll be in some other Barnes & Noble starting soon. So it's in my library. Maybe it'll be in other libraries. So that and ronnierobbins.com. You got to spell my name right, though.
Yep.
And, but it's ronnierobbins@yahoo.com. I've got 4 Facebooks, a page from author page. They all should be either Ronnie Robbins or Ronnie Kane. Robbins, K-A-Y-N-E, was my maiden name. So I can keep in touch with people who knew me before I became Ronnie Robbins. And I've got Instagram. That one may be Hands of Gold Novel. I've got Twitter. If anyone even uses Twitter anymore. No, it's called X. It's called X. Excuse me. And I just want to, and if anyone wants, if anyone reads the book, I hope that they will review it online and let me know what they think. And it has a lot to it. There's a lot. There's secrets. Like you say, there's secrets that are not revealed. There's adventure. There's near-death experiences. There's hero emerging from a shooting. There's a lot of dimensions. It's family. Mm-hmm. History, it's family saga, it's triumph over adversity. So there's a lot involved mm-hmm. in this book. And awesome. I hope to hear from the readers. Let me know what you think. Let other people know what you think.
Definitely. So I would say go on Google and just Google her name and you're going to see all of this that comes up.
Or Hands of Gold. Ronnie, if you Google me, you might find all my articles that I've written.
And yeah, even that. So
even that.
Yeah. So this is great. I really enjoyed it. And you gave me some education on this, and I'm definitely going to get your book as well. But I appreciate you being on my podcast.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. What's going on? But you're right. Everything that's going on back then is now is revamping itself. So it is really great that I'm happy that you had those cassettes, Ronnie, that actually can tell you more of the history. But thank you so much for being on my Ready, Set, Collaborate show podcast.
Thank you.
Podcast. But please make sure you subscribe, follow, and share. This is how we can get our podcasts out there more. And we are actually on all podcast platforms, Spotify, Podbean, Apple Store, even on Audible. I didn't realize we was on Audible. So you can actually catch all of our episodes on those platforms. So Ronnie, once again, thank you so much for being
thank
on
you.
Our podcast. I truly appreciate you. And I have learned a lot from you. So
thank you.
Thank you. So stay tuned for the next episode of Ready, Set, Collaborate with Wanda Pearson. Thanks again.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Ready, Set, Collaborate. For more information about the host, head to wdpearsonassociates.com, and that's P-E-A-R-S-O-N. Want to connect? Send an email to wanda@wdpearsonassociates.com. And as always, stay tuned for the next episode of Ready, Set, Collaborate.